The question was asked, if someone kidnaps someone else and then they make them do work or make them sell them, do they get the death penalty? So in general, a person could get the death penalty for that, but you'd have to have witnesses and a warning and a court. It's not that we take the law into our own hands. The second question was asked, isn't there a halacha that you don't overpay when someone was kidnapped? What's considered overpaying? So that's a big discussion in halacha. We have two questions to ponder. Number one, before we discuss those two questions, is here we're talking about a situation where a person was kidnapped by ISIS. A person was kidnapped by a group of pirates. A person was kidnapped by someone who's not a Jew. You're not talking that the death penalty, we're talking about a Jew. When a non-Jew, a group of pirates kidnap someone, so obviously if we have a way of doing the Entebbe raid, you know, if we can come in with our commando units and kill the kidnappers and take the people free, we do that. That's not a question. But the question is, if you cannot do that, you know, they're a group of pirates and you have no way of taking them down, do you pay ransom? So the halacha says, you pay, but you don't overpay. So about that, we have two questions. Number one is, was that halacha said where there's a danger of the person getting killed or not? That's a machlokas. Some say that halacha is only in circumstances where there's no question of the person dying, being killed. But if the person might be killed if you don't pay the ransom, then it's not clear that there's a limitation. That's question number one that has to be addressed. Question number, and that's a machlokas quoted in the commentaries on the Shulchan Aruch. Question number two that has to be addressed is what's called a fair price. So that's the market value. What do people generally pay for ransom when people are kidnapped? You know, there is a market value. So they might say the Jewish community will overpay the market value, but there is a market value for kidnappings, for ransom. Depending on where you live and depending on what the market value is, that's the general assumption, even though that is also a discussion in halacha, but that's a general assumption that we go by the market value for ransom. It happens to be that because the state of Israel did not adhere to this halacha, so the market value keeps going up. You know, when you release five terrorists for a captive, so the next time they want 10, and the next time they want 100, and the next time they want 1,000. So I remember when I was a kid, I remember when Shamir said, no deals with terrorists. It was very clear. There was no negotiating with terrorists. And that tactic worked. And when they broke that tactic, and theoretically in the name of mercy, so then they encouraged further kidnappings. So that's the idea behind the halacha and the famous story of the Maharam of the city of Rutenberg, who was the Rebbe of the Rush, another great Rishonim, who was kidnapped by the prince for ransom, the prince of Rutenberg. And he told the German Jews, pay the ransom. And the Maharam got a letter out to the Jewish people, do not pay, because if you'll pay, then the prince will keep kidnapping Jewish rabbis. So don't pay. And the Maharam remained in prison, and the community did not pay. And then the Maharam passed away in prison. And that's when his disciple, the Rush, had to flee to Spain, because he knew that now that the Maharam's body is left in prison, he's the next in line. The prince will kidnap him and tell the community, now pay me a ransom. So that's when the Rush took his family and fled to Spain. That's why the Rush, Rabbeinu Asher, was rabbi both in Ashkenaz, in Germany, and in Spain. And the Maharam in Rutenberg, years later, his body was redeemed. But they waited so long that the prince realized it didn't pay. There was no point in kidnapping another rabbi because the community was not about to put up the money. So you see, that tactic worked. It takes a lot of guts. It takes a lot of strength not to give in. But they adhered to the halacha, and it worked. That's the idea behind the halacha.